This is USA News. I'm Julio Flores. One congressman says no law can stop the evil that took the life of Tyre Nichols. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, Representative Jim Jordan explained that the officers responsible for the beating death of Nichols didn't have any respect for human life, and no amount of training could change that. The Ohio Republican wanted to claim that the violent scene in the video of the incident released Friday doesn't represent the vast majority of law enforcement. President Biden will be in Baltimore today highlighting investments in infrastructure, visiting the 150-year-old Baltimore and Potomac Tunnel. Jared Rizzi has more.
The White House calls it the largest bottleneck for commuters on the Northeast Corridor between Washington, D.C. and New Jersey. The bipartisan infrastructure law, signed near the end of Biden's first year in office, will help fund its replacement. Two new tunnels alongside, ready to withstand major weather events. Of the $1.2 trillion allocated over the next decade, $66 billion goes to rail projects like these. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is optimistic about his upcoming meeting with President Biden to discuss the debt ceiling. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, the California Republican said that Biden's staff tries to say something different, but he was confident the pair would come to an agreement on the issue. McCarthy also revealed that previous claims that they would not negotiate with House GOP members as they seek to impose spending cuts. A South Carolina lawmaker says he's battling a proposed House education bill with sarcasm. State Representative Jermaine Johnson and other Democrats say the Republican-sponsored South Carolina Transparency and Integrity in Education Act would limit what educators can teach regarding slavery and black history. Johnson is proposing a bill that would ban South Carolina schools from teaching about slave owners, including American heroes such as George Washington and Christopher Columbus. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
The Philadelphia Eagles are going to the Super Bowl. The top seed in the NFC blew out the San Francisco 49ers 31-7 to win the NFC Championship game at Lincoln Financial Field. Jalen Hurts completed 15 of his 25 pass attempts for 121 yards and carried the ball 11 times for 39 yards and a score. Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni said they worked hard all season.
Whether you were dreaming about it when you were 2, 10, 14, 18, or when you got in the NFL, this is something we all dream about, and we get to do it because, you know, we did it better than anybody else in the NFC this year.
The Packers are open to trading their star quarterback. ESPN's Adam Schefter reports an offseason trade of Aaron Rodgers remains an option for Green Bay for a variety of reasons. Schefter added that the franchise prefers to move on from Rodgers just as it did once with Brett Favre. The Super Bowl-winning quarterback joined the Pat McAfee show last week and said he was open to all honest and direct conversations. He has also noted his contract would need to have a rework to help facilitate a trade. Rodgers will make nearly $60 million next season and will carry a cap hit of $31.6 million. Novak Djokovic is the winner of this year's Australian Open. Djokovic defeated Stefanos Tsitsipas in straight sets to win his 10th Australian Open championship. The Serbian is now tied with Rafael Nadal for most Grand Slam titles of all time with 22. Djokovic was unable to compete in the tournament last year after he was deported from Australia due to his COVID-19 vaccination status. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.